Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. We come to the Sunday of the Ascension. Some dioceses in the U.S. celebrate this on the Thursday previous, Ascension Thursday. So we know that the Ascension happened 40 days after the resurrection. And I can't help but wonder what that was like for the disciples. You know, after Jesus died and then was raised, then for 40 days and 40 nights, he kept appearing to them. He kept teaching them. He would eat with them. And that must have been such a joyful time. And then he started to prepare them again for the fact that he must go. And then the promise that the Father would send another, a spirit. So we're getting ready for Pentecost, but not yet. And then to be with the disciples, today we're in the Gospel of Mark. Mark says, "So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, the disciples, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God." Very simple detail. We don't know how that happened. We know that the ascension is that Jesus went to be with the Father totally, but not in a way so that he would be separated from us. More so in a way so that he can be present to us all of the time. So when it says he took a seat at the right hand of God, don't picture that as some big chair that Jesus is sitting in watching down on us from above. The ascension is a way for Jesus to be present to all of us all of the time, and that happens in the Spirit. And so the ascension, the resurrected Jesus, the ascension gives us a promise about what will happen to us too. So where our head has gone, we the body hope to follow. The ascension is a promise. So don't think of Jesus as being up there in outer space someplace. The ascension is more like becoming more than he was before. So for example, if a circle becomes a ball, it becomes another dimension. It's a higher pitch of existence, if you will. So Jesus becomes more and more, and that's a promise that we have too. Maybe one image of that is just what happens at Mass every Sunday. We take simple bread and wine and place it on our altar. We call the Holy Spirit to come down upon it. And then through the words of Jesus, that simple substance becomes something more, much more. And so that's a sense of what's going to happen to the whole world when Jesus comes again, and hopefully to us also. Jesus gives us then marching orders. Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature." So after the ascension, we're not supposed to stand there gazing in the sky. Rather, we are supposed to get to work. And again, our religion is about a vocation. We have a job to do. At the end of Mass, we don't just finish Mass until next Sunday. At the end of Mass, each of us is commissioned to carry Christ, whom we've received and heard, into the world to try to transform the whole world. And then we say that if by next Sunday the whole world is not transformed and Jesus hasn't come again, we come back to Mass and we learn how to do it again. So every Sunday we learn something about the pattern of our life, and we grow hungry for the transformation of everything. I can't wait for Jesus to come again and set everything right. I can't wait for him to come again and to make us more than we are right now. Our world desperately needs him. So I invite you this week after Mass, what's your mission? Go out into the world and proclaim it. We are the body of Christ. He is our head. He gives us a great promise this weekend. God bless you.